Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Class, your dial is set to USA Prepares, the original preparedness broadcast classroom, the largest in the United States, most likely the largest in the world. And it's because of your instructors and because of you. So I just want to say thank you. And for those who like what we do in radio, thank you for imitating us. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She is America's only full-time international correspondent from Australia on the radio. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Really, really well. And you?
I'm mostly good. Except when I think about where I am and, you know, what's happening and who our government is. Then I'm not so good. Yeah.
Right. Right. Gwyneth, I got a call from Rich Sheehan this morning, and he has some quite important information he wants to share about a link about COVID. And, well, it's probably going to be a recap of what we've been saying for, well, since January of 2019, all in one place. So he asked if he could call in, and if he does call in, would it be okay with you if we put him on the air and let him share this brief announcement?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yep, that would be fine.
Okay. We don't have him yet, but when we do, I can put him on. I just wanted to check with you. So, Gwyneth, what's happening in Australia is really, really frightening. You've got, and you and I have talked many, 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 many times off the air. You call me from Australia and let me know what's happening. You have a phone plan that lets you do that. I don't have one that lets me call you, but I appreciate it. And you are extremely concerned. Would you share with us why, please?
Yeah, Dictator Dan, yeah, that's his nickname here. That's what everybody calls him that. He's, he would make Mao blush, Mao Zedong. He really would. He's a full-on psychopathic dictator, absolute textbook model. And, you know, he's just granted, or he's in the process of granting himself basically power of being dictator for life, where he can declare a pandemic anytime, anyhow, any way that, you know, he chooses, whenever he wants, for however long he wants, and to throw the whole state into lockdown for however long that he wants to, and which is basically gives himself complete control over the whole state forever. And if you know, under this law that he's proposing, that, you know, people, you know, if they defy the coronavirus regulations, or mandates or whatever it is that you want to call him, which seems to be whatever he feels like this morning when he wakes up and has his cup of tea and his bowl of breakfast cereal, to be perfectly honest, that if you don't want to go along with it and you decide that, you know, maybe you're not going to wear your mask today, that you can get fined $90,000 and, yeah, basically get a 2-year prison sentence. That's how it is, which is dictator for life level power. And, yeah, oh my gosh, he's, you know, that's psychopathic dictator territory. And I've, you know, when every time I think about that, every time I think about where I am, you know, it's amazing because life here on my farm hasn't really changed. But outside of my farm gates has changed. And, you know, I go out in the morning and we have cockatoos and literal cockatoos sitting in the trees, and you know, there must be some wild, you know, escaped pet cockatoos that have gotten out and, you know, joined the wild ones, because they talk to each other in the treetops. They shout, hello, hello, to each other in the treetops. It's pretty cute, you know. It's kind of nice. And, you know, this sort of thing, and there's literal kangaroos and literal echidnas, which are a type of spiny anteater. They walk across the land, you know, just hop around and all that sort of stuff. So it's everything. If you would think what an Australian farm would be with cockatoos and kangaroos and spiny anteaters and all the rest of it, then that would be my farm, and eucalyptus trees and all that. And it's beautiful. But outside is rapidly, from what I've heard, because I haven't been away from my farm for well over a month. From what I've heard, it's rapidly turning into a despotic hell. You know, but I don't know. I don't want to leave my farm, and I don't have to leave my farm, and I'm happy here. I don't think I'd be so happy going out anymore. You know. But I was, you know, looking at some broadcast online of somebody who was talking about, you know, various people, and somebody mentioned that there was this this guy he posted online. Okay, now this is anecdotal. I don't have any, you know, direct evidence other than the screenshot that was shown in the video. That was my evidence. This guy was complaining because his unemployment benefits had been shut off because he had refused to provide evidence that he had been jabbed. And not only that, his bank accounts had also been closed. And I thought, this is next level. This is actually communist dictatorship level carry on. You know, that they are trying to, well, they're not trying to force people. They're forcing people to get the jab, or they won't give them government payments such as unemployment checks. That's just crazy. And apparently, that was in the last 2 weeks, and apparently it was in Victoria that happened, you know. I've got no reason to doubt the story. I haven't heard anything on it from any official news channels of that happening to anyone, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't think that it's the sort of thing that the government would be making ads about, although you never know. Dan Andrews is that much of a psychopathic dictator. I wouldn't blame him, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to make a video boasting of how many people he had, you know, kicked off the dole and, you know, pretty well guaranteed that they wouldn't be able to get their groceries this week because there's no money in the bank. I wouldn't put it past him making that sort of video. He's a madman. He's a madman of the most dangerous proportions you could possibly imagine. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And as you were saying that, what came to my mind was a question. And so let me just ask you, Gwyneth, what your thoughts are. I'm sure you know what my thoughts are. Is there a single politician anywhere in the United States or Australia, or anywhere, for example, a politician, who could operate a real farm successfully? Is there a single politician? And what that means is one who knows about hydraulics, water, soil amendments, chemistry, biology, land, animal husbandry, building techniques, maintenance, equipment maintenance, the use of the equipment, etc. Is there a single politician who could do it? Do you think there is?
I don't think there is at the moment. I know that Clive Palmer, who's a politician here in Australia, is actually a miner. He's a gold miner. He started out with a mining permit, and he ended up being a billionaire. So I suppose that would be close, but that's not really the same ballpark.
What I'm saying is someone who does what you do, someone who does what we do here at our farm, a rich Sheban, for example. Someone who actually turns the land into something productive without destroying the land, doing it the hard way, without stealing other people's money, you know, that kind of farming, and actually raising a product and living off the proceeds of that product without cheating, stealing, lying, subterfuge, you know, those kinds of things. I don't think there's a single politician. I don't think Joe could do it. I don't think Dan could do it, Dan Andrews. I don't think Bernie Sanders could do it. I don't think former President John Fitzgerald Kennedy could do it. I don't think George Washington, yes. Thomas Jefferson, yes. James Madison, yes.
I've only known of two.
Mm-hmm.
In my whole history of the knowledge of politics, the only two that I've known have been Jimmy Carter and an Australian Premier called Joe Peterson, or Joe Bielke Peterson. And I think that Jimmy Carter was a potato farmer.
Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer.
Peanut farmer.
Yeah, they're both in the ground. No, he was in Georgia. He was a peanut farmer.
Yeah. You know what Joe Bielke Peterson was? He was also a peanut farmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's only been two that I've known of in the whole of the history of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, except for like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and such like. And that was Joe Peterson. And, Jimmy Carter, and they're both peanut farmers.
And Jimmy Carter was laughed at all the time. His economic policies that were pretty terrible for some reason. But, he I don't know if he still is a farmer, but other than Jimmy Carter, I don't know of a single one.
I think he's dead.
Jake, we'll be right back.
Trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and SHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And Jimmy Carter is alive. He was born in 1924.
Oh.
And he's alive.
Exactly.
And so which is great news. Yeah. And it's hard to respect the current administration, but Jimmy Carter said something that I remember when he was taking office, and he said, "I'll never lie to you. I'll never lie to you." That's what he said. Now, and he's done some things that I can't imagine the current regime doing, and that was he was involved with Habitat for Humanity and building houses for people who needed housing that couldn't afford them, and so you know maybe some of it was for show and tell and propaganda, but at least he had a hammer in his hand and he had blue jeans on and he probably knows how to use a saw and a hammer and a level, and so I think that's great. And I believe he was the first president who, when he took office, carried his own bags, you know, his luggage, into the White House. And others, no, they have an entourage, like the current guy who's in office. He was involved in the climate summit, and there were between 75 and 85 vehicles involved in his show of pollution when he was in Scotland a few days ago. And by the way, this is kind of unpleasant to talk about, but have you read that there was a rumor that when Joe met with the Pope, Joe had an accident in his pants? Have you read that?
I have heard that.
We'll call that a rumor, class. Yeah.
He had a poop.
He pooped in his, according to what the internet was saying, is that's why there was a stopping of the footage of the meeting with the Pope, and it's because he had to change his pants. I'm not making this up. I read this on the internet. It's in multiple sources. So you can look it up, class. And so he's an intergalactic disgrace and an embarrassment. I understand accidents happen, but this guy is... I can't think of anything that I like about him. Nothing. Nothing.
No. There's nothing to like about him. I call him the Alzheimer's patient in chief. But even, you know, he's even worse than most Alzheimer's patients. And I've met a lot of Alzheimer's patients because my cousin had Alzheimer's and she ended up in a nursing home. So I got to meet a lot of Alzheimer's patients. And mostly they were dear old things. They just couldn't remember what they did 5 minutes ago, that's all, you know.
Right.
But he's, like you say, he's an intergalactic disgrace. And he's just, it's almost like that he's put there on purpose to demoralize all the rest of us. But he's not demoralizing all the rest of us. He's just disgusting all the rest of us. He's just, you know, where did this guy come from again?
I believe he's from Pennsylvania, but I do know that he went to Syracuse University for a while. And he studied law there, and that's where he plagiarized some of his work. So here we have a guy who has, you know, plagiarized his part of his degree, and then he becomes president. So, and he's been, you know, he studied law. And what do lawyers do? Have you noticed that we don't have lawyers as instructors here at USA Prepares? And the reason is, I believe a lawyer is someone who is naturally prone to arguing, and then goes to school and learns how to twist the truth and lie better than that person could before. And believe it or not, I was slated to go to law school. I was going to go to law school and become a real estate attorney, meaning be involved with the documents when someone buys and sells real estate. Not corporate law, not criminal law, not getting people off with murder, none of that. Just protecting the parties involved in real estate transactions to make sure they know what they're signing. Not just sign here and that'll be $250, please. And I decided that I was shaving one day and I looked at myself in the mirror as I was shaving and I thought, I can't do that. I can't be a lawyer and look at myself in the mirror. And that was the end of me going to law school. No kidding. Very serious. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The state of Virginia has flipped red. Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 66,000 votes.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department by replacing it with a new agency. The measure was defeated by a 13% margin. Democrat Eric Adams wins the mayoral race in New York City, getting 66.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, the count is still too close to call in that gubernatorial race. It should be noted there are reports of voting problems across New Jersey in connection with a new electronic system to verify the identity of voters. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions on Newsmax Tuesday says the Democrats and their attempts to spread socialism among the people of America was defeated before when the Obama administration was in office.
Well, I remember back well in 2009 and 10 when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and we were 40 seats back. And we went about making sure the American people knew what the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, was doing to the country. And this is literally exactly the same scenario. Socialists have now taken over the Democratic Party. The agenda that they have is bamboozling not only the voters in Virginia, where they have told them Republicans do not represent your values and vote for us. And now we see where every single part of a family's life, in their own personal decisions about their schools, trying to stay at work, show up and do the right thing for your community. Democrats, socialists are ruining their lives. We are going to see a big night tonight, and we're going to see a big night in November when Republicans will win back the majority in the House and fire Nancy Pelosi once again.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions in 2021 after defeating the Houston Astros 7-0 Tuesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you're gone,
leave
me for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And during the break, we were able to get Rich Sheban connected. It took multiple phone calls to do it. Jason was able to do it. Thank you, Jason. And thank you, Gwyneth, for sharing your time with Rich Sheban. Rich, you've got an important announcement?
Yes, I do. Thanks for letting me on, guys. And Gwyneth, thank you. It's amazing when you have important information to bring out to the public. The powers that be are literally stopping my phone calls to hook up back to the station. It took me 40 minutes after being disconnected the first time. So So they're listening, and they're censoring and editing as much as they can. So without any further ado, folks, I just have a little homework in this announcement for you to do after you're done listening to Gwyneth and Vince this morning. I would like everybody in the nation and the world who's listening right now to go to USAWatchdog.com. That's Greg Hunter's website, USAWatchdog.com. I, as you know, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years, and I've listened to hundreds of interviews and given countless amounts of information on the jab, the so-called vaccination. I just want to let you know that Dr. Elizabeth Eads has incredible courage and guts. This is by far, okay, and I've got the background to confirm this. This is by far the best and most concise, inspiring representation of the, quote, not a vaccine jab that I have listened to. It's only a 45-minute interview. I would review this as excellent. And keep in mind, there's no, we don't look at fellow alternative sites as competition. We are all fighting for everybody, at least on USAPrepares.com, and most alternative media would say that. But this is accurate information. It's understandable. She talks a lot of information. She talks about, so speaking of lots, she even mentions contaminated lots of the so-called jabs. Again, this is Dr. Elizabeth Eads on USAWatchdog.com. She gives objective facts. She does not give subjective emotional opinion. She talks side effects, bioweapons, VAERS data, the immune system. She exposes Big Pharma, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the hospitals, on how they're doing all this for the money. This is the best interview ever on jabs, and she's very confident that the hospitals, including all these three-letter organizations that are supposed to benefit us, including the physicians and nurses who have been involved in being responsible for these jabs and being proponents of it, will face serious consequences in Nuremberg, too, and possibly the death penalty. But she talks in great detail and specificity about everything from pathogens to the whole works, everything that you've heard me talk about over the last 20 months, she put it in a very concise form. This is the best interview ever, USAWatchdog.com with Dr. Elizabeth Eads. I am begging our listeners, after you're done listening to Vince and Gwyneth today, to go listen to this and share this worldwide. It's an education breaker. Okay? Vince, Gwyneth, thank you very much for allowing me to come on for a couple of minutes. I really appreciate it, and have a good broadcast.
Well, Rich, before you go, one quick question from me, and then Gwyneth may have one as well. Rich, are you saying that this is a 45-minute recap of what we have been saying all along, Dr. Shealy, Gwyneth, all of our instructors have been saying for the last 20 months about the China virus, the China genocide? Is this a recap of that?
It's a recap with lots of evidence. She's extremely well-read, well-researched. She's a clinical physician. She's worked in the hospitals. She just talks about all the massive deaths that's going to occur this winter. This is a must listen to, but you're right, Vince, it is a recap, but it's done extremely well in a short period of time with lots of information, and you know that's my hot button. I like to give as much information as possible in a short amount of time, and Dr. Elizabeth Eads has done that. Again, USAWatchdog.com. It's Greg Hunter's channel. Please, everybody, tell the world this is a must listen to. And the powers that be were literally disconnected me off hold this morning, and it took 40 minutes of both sides trying for me to get in. So I just wanted to pass on that information. It's a must see and listen to for everybody in the world, and it's going to answer a lot of questions. guys.
Gwyneth, do you have any questions for Rich? Comments?
Okay, I'm looking at this website now. It looks really, really interesting, you know, and I look forward to listening to the interview when I get off air, probably tomorrow morning, meaning, you know, when I go to sleep and then wake up. But I will listen to it. So thank you very much for sharing that, Rich.
Well, Gwyneth, thank you for what you do, waking up in the middle of the night and being a patriot for the world. You know, we all appreciate people like you. We appreciate your courage, your information. Thank you for everything you do. And, Vince, thank you for allowing me to come on the air for a couple minutes and share this tidbit of information.
Glad to do it. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. So here's what happened, class. Rich called me this morning, and I could hear anxiety in his voice, and he asked if it would be okay if he came on with us, and I wanted to make sure it was okay with Gwyneth, and Gwyneth happened to call this morning before the broadcast as well, and it was good with Gwyneth. It's okay with her, and so that's what happened. But it took our end, Jason's end, and GCN, and Rich all trying to make the connection happen, and that was very, very unusual. So here is the website, USA Watchdog, usawatchdog.com, and when you go there, the first post, the latest post, is CV-19 injections will cause massive deaths. Dr. Elizabeth Eads, E-A-D-S. CV injections will cause massive deaths, Dr. Elizabeth Eads. Dr. Sheely said that. We've said that here at USA Prepares. We've been talking about it for 19 months, 20 months, from the very beginning, that it's a bioweapon. And I understand that Dr. Eads says it is as well. So infertility, miscarriages, myocarditis, pulmonary embolisms, blood clots, all over the body. So this is what we're seeing. Here's the evidence. And Dr. Elizabeth Eads. So thank you, Gwyneth, for providing that time and sharing your time with Rich Sheehan. Gwyneth, Dictator Dan is running the show and at the muzzle of a gun, right? We're talking about, did I hear, a $90,000 fine and prison sentences for those who are violating his mask order? Is that right? Or is that travel and or travel?
No, but mask, travel, whatever he, you know, basically whatever he decides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just whatever he feels like. You know, and decides to have a press conference about and basically announce, it seems to be, how he's running the show. And it's extremely, extremely concerning. And, you know, I should explain something. Back in about 2016, during a prayer time, I got this quite strong spiritual impression that very soon we here in Victoria would be heading into a situation where 90% of the people would die in this state. And I didn't want to think that. I didn't want to accept that. And I wrote it down anyway, but I... You know, I thought that I should say something, but I didn't at the time. But it was in my prayer journal notes, and that as well as that we would suffer an invasion from people from the outside, specifically Muslims and Chinese people, and it would be on the back of this mass death event that the invasion would happen, and it, you know, that all of this would be as a judgment of God. We had some brutal, actually it was Daniel Andrews, with the cooperation of the state parliament, that passed these laws. We've got some of the most brutal abortion laws in the whole world where they can basically do full-term abortions here in Victoria. And it's something that I've been campaigning on without much success at all. Since I was at university, at Melbourne University, I was literally sitting outside abortion clinics back in the 1990s, holding up a sign trying to stop people from getting abortions. You know, I think I might have saved one baby's life, and that's really worth it. And that baby's got to be an adult now, and that baby's alive because I sat outside an abortion clinic with a handmade sign. But I was all alone. I've always been all alone. The whole rest of the world has thought that I've been, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know, nutty for wanting to, for there not to be abortions, for there not to be things like driver's licenses, property taxes. You know, they say, oh, why don't you just pay it? I say, because I've got no legal right to ask. It's an extortion racket. That's why I'm not paying it. And it turns out that now all of my instincts are correct because, you know, the driver's licenses are being tied into the COVID-19 mandates, vaccine passports. It's all being tied together, especially here in Victoria. This is where they're testing it first before they roll it out anywhere else in the world. And here in Victoria, government payments such as disability, age pension, unemployment benefits, driver's licenses, Medicare number, which is basically, you know, our public health insurance program, not the same as the American Medicare, but modelled on it. And all of this sort of thing, all being tied together with the COVID-19 passport. And basically now, here in Victoria, unless you've got a vaccine passport, you can't do anything to do with any government department. And that's how it is now here in Victoria. And I've heard that it's being rolled out around the world.
All right. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you mentioned that that you feel alone. And you know, it's not just you. Bert feels the same way. Kyle, Kathy, Sharon, Lindley, Rich, Dr. Shealy, and I. I mean, we're all different from the generally dumb public. We make things happen. You know, there are those who make things happen. There are those who watch things happen, and there are those who say, "What happened?" You know, three kinds of people. We're the kind that makes things happen, and we're looked at as odd, but we're not odd. It's actually everybody else that's odd. Yeah, we're normal, and it's everybody else that's odd. And as a matter of fact, class, you might not have heard this, but Dr. Shealy said this himself, and so I'm not talking out of school. But in 1960, and I saw the obituary. Dr. Shealy's obituary appeared in the Boston Globe when he was at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital in the 1960s when he was training there. Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital. That's top of the heap, right? His obituary appeared because his peers didn't like him, so they published his obituary in a huge newspaper. That's a pretty strong statement of their lack of appreciation for Dr. Shealy's ethics. So it's all of us, and I don't know how it all happened, but you know, you called in one day, and I was so impressed with you. I thought, well, you ought to come back on. And I was so impressed with when you came back on that you ought to come back on. And then I said, how would you like, you know, 2 hours a week? One fifth of USA Prepares is Gwyneth. One fifth is Dr. Shealy. One fifth is Rich Sheehan, you know. And then Bert's got one tenth. There's Lindley with a tenth. And then there's Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and, you know, others. So we're all kind of, in, as most people would look at us, we're all kind of odd. You know, we do our own thing. We want to be left alone. We have opinions based on facts and research and experience. So, Gwyneth, I love you. I think you're great. So, as far as I'm concerned, you are as normal and as right as can be.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And, I know I am.
And you know,
I know I'm normal. It's the rest
yeah, you
of
are normal.
They have forgotten how it is to be. Okay. I was raised in the same way that my mum and dad were raised, and they were raised in the same way that my dad was raised by his pop and his ma, his grandparents. And also his mother was there as well, but she was a widow, so she lived with her parents. But, you know, mum was raised in the same way that her mum raised her, and her mum raised her in the same way that she was raised, all the way back to the dawn of time. They were all just raised in a normal way, you know, a normal British way in our case, because that's my cultural heritage. You know, but this is it. It's just the rest of the world's gone insane. And I think that what made me different was that my mum was raised during the Great Depression, which you might think, well, Gwyneth's not that old. How could her mother be raised during the Great Depression? Well, it's true. She was born in the 1930s. And her parents were farmers, and they had a piece of land, and they were trying to work the land during the Great Depression. And it was really, really, really hard, because it wasn't very good country at all. And, you know, this is it. And my mum was 42 when I was born, and she already had six other children. And so, you know, she was a fairly experienced mum by the time I came along. She knew what she was doing, and she raised me really well. And she raised me not in the way that every other child around me was raised. She raised me in the same way that she'd raised all her other children, which was from the generation before me. They get the people who were born during the Depression and how they raised their children. That's how I was raised, and I think that's what made the difference. I was not raised by a baby boomer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's where the problems came in.
And I believe Dr. Shealy had similar experiences, and so did the rest of us. I certainly did. Beth, we'll be back right after talking about our news and commercial announcements. I want to talk about what's happened in China and Disneyland, just as an example of what can happen to anyone, anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.